Good afternoon, and welcome back to the Weekly Fix. Last week's stronger-than-expected jobs report pushed Treasury yields higher and led investors to further scale back expectations for Fed rate cuts. While markets continued debating the near-term path of monetary policy, however, another development is emerging, one that may end up mattering more over the long run. Most investors are aware of the growing number of technology companies tapping capital markets at unprecedented scale. What is less clear is whether this indicates AI is entering a new phase, one where access to capital becomes almost as important as access to technology. Last week, Alphabet announced plans to raise approximately $85 billion of equity capital while simultaneously guiding to roughly $180 billion-$190 billion of CapEx for 2026 and even higher in 2027. At the same time, Anthropic confidently filed for an IPO while SpaceX is preparing what could become one of the largest public offerings in history. Viewed independently, these are company-specific events. Viewed together, they may suggest that AI is shifting from an innovation and technology dependent to capital and financing dependent. Historically, the most important technology revolutions have eventually become capital formation stories, like railroads in the 1800s or fiber networks in the 1990s. AI may be entering a similar phase. Industry estimates show that an additional $1.5 trillion or more of AI-related infrastructure financing will be required through 2028, an amount approaching the size of the entire U.S. leveraged loan market. That figure includes data centers, power generation, transmission infrastructure, networking equipment, and other assets required to support the next generation of compute capacity. This is in addition to the roughly $1.5 trillion of internally generated capital expected from the companies themselves. The important implication is that the financing requirement is increasingly larger than what hyperscaler balance sheets seem comfortable to absorb. The likely result is a migration of the financial burden, not just into investment-grade technology bonds, but into utility debt, infrastructure finance, project finance, and securitized credit markets, as well as private credit. And as we're already seeing, eventually, public equity markets come into the picture. This may help explain why one of the world's most profitable companies is choosing to raise equity despite already generating enormous operating cash flow. The question for markets, and specifically fixed income investors then, becomes how much leverage can the system take? On the one hand, AI may ultimately resemble cloud computing rather than telecoms. If monetization arrives quickly enough, hyperscaler cash flows could grow fast enough to fund much of the required investment internally, reducing the need for external capital and allowing for the orderly repayment of debt loads. On the other hand, a massive injection of debt could lead to an overbuild or over-leveraged ecosystem. Either way, the scale of planned spending is becoming difficult to ignore. So while the market ended last week debating whether rates stay higher for longer, undoubtedly an important and related discussion, the bigger question may be whether we are witnessing the early stages of a new capital markets regime, one where AI becomes less of an equity software story and more of an infrastructure debt story. That's all. Thanks for joining us on the Weekly Fix, and we'll see you next week.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice. And such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.